Hi guys, welcome back to Put a Sock in It featuring LeRae and not Noah Beck. Today we have Sir the Star.
Woo, hey y'all, I'm back, part two, babe. Better and better.
Honestly. Unfortunately, my friend Noah, he's been going through some times, and I thought, you know, he's been working hard. He's been in London traveling, and I wanted to give him a break. So this morning I called him and I was like, hey, I know that you're going through the ringer, and I know that you're probably so tired from traveling. You just stay at home, easy, and I got this one. So I have my friend Sir in town. So I was like, you know what?
In London.
Can you take Noah's place for today?
Girl, I gotta grow.
And here you are, girl.
And it's shades in a wall.
And yeah, if you're wondering why we're wearing shades, girl, me and Sir just woke up, girl.
hold on, watch this. It's giving demon time. Uh-oh. She's on demon time.
Your spawn so of you Satan, know. Girl.
I didn't like that. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Sir.
Yes. Ugh. Hey.
Can we tell them what happened last? Me and Sir got into a fight last night. Let's start there.
You were fighting with yourself.
I was
honestly.
Fighting with myself.
I said, you good?
Oh my God. Dev, just honestly, as you knowing me, this is going to be, oh Jesus, how do we even tell this story? We went to Universal Suit. We went to Horror Nights?
Horror Nights, yeah.
We went to Horror Nights last night, and just letting you know, if you've ever been to Universal Studios, it is very packed. It is a lot of people, and it is overwhelming, especially if you have a large fan base of children. when I get noticed, I'm fine. I love meeting my subscribers, and it's just the best experience ever. But when it's a large group of people, you know how it is. Yeah. It's overwhelming because you don't know if someone could just come behind me and just bah. Yeah. So it's nice to have your friends around you when you're getting noticed, because you're like, okay, I'm safe. This is a safe space. Well, you know, let's save yourself first.
What was going through my mind, we were all going up escalators, you know, to go on this ride. I was so excited for this ride. I'm walking. All I hear is, Lorraine, Lorraine. I said, okay, that's my girl. She is fame plus. And so I like stop and I look back and she was just like, and I was like, you know what? I look real awkward and unknown standing here, girl. I said this. Is that the baby? I mean, Sir the Star. But I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go up the escalator. I'm gonna sit and wait for my girl, and then we gonna go.
Okay, mind you, it was a group of. I had all my friends here. It was four of them. It was me and Greg waited for me, and they all went down the escalator, and without informing me with anything.
Girl, so I was gonna be like,
it was like, you know, like there's one picture and then somebody else notices me. So then I had like a group of people circling me. Yeah. And then eventually when I finished taking the pictures, I'm like, okay, let's go, friends. I'll give you a POV. Yeah. Okay, y'all, let's.
I was still, and at that time, I feel like I was like, at the end of the elevator, and I was like, girl, and I felt like such a like a cunt friend, because I was like, we gonna wait for my girl right here, not knowing damn well she's like, oh, these bitches just laugh. And
I have abandonment issues, sorry for trauma dumping, but my dad left me
off. Retweet, sister.
Speak your truth.
I'm like, he left me, so I can't walk. One second.
Hey guys, welcome to the Sir and Sir Show. I don't know where he's going, but like you can like understand, right? Like I didn't think it was, I was gonna wait for him. I didn't think it was deep.
You know what? Just because I'm a real ass bitch, I just had to fart. But I took myself out. You know, back then, old me,
I would have just let it go.
I would have just.
You did it. You did it in the car earlier.
You see the growth. You see the growth. Anyways, they left me, and the entire rest of the Universal Studios. I was upset with them.
She threw a bee. Ash.
You couldn't get over it.
Like, could not.
I when I tell you, I've never. And I'm not a petty person, but something in me was just like, and Greg was just egging on. He was like, wow, you really brought them all here and they left you. And I was like, you're right. These are some fake ass bitches. And I walked past them and like, they would go in the ride and I'd be like, let's go to the other ride, Greg. And
then, I was like, oh.
And then they would try to talk to me and I'd be like, And I would just keep going. And there was one point we were leaving and they were all going up and I got stopped again. And I was like, okay, if these bitches leave me again, it's a wrap. They still went up without me. So I said,
and waited patiently like the pretty princess I am.
And you know what I did? I turned my cute ass around and I said, let's go on Jurassic Park with the dinosaurs. It was closed. And then you know what I was going to do if the ride was open? I was going to take a Snapchat with me and Greg on Jurassic Park. And I was going to be like, the realest bitch in LA.
Mind you, I'm up there. I'm up there waiting for my girl. I see just random people coming. I see a light skin. I said, that's my girl. Oh, that's not her. That's not her. So I'm like, you know what? This bitch thinks she's slick. I know she's trying to pull a me because I do the same thing. When I get mad, I run away. And I said, she's trying to pull a me, girl. So I snatched up my phone, girl. It said 500 feet away. I said, we tracking this bitch down. I get down to like the third floor probably. And I don't see him just quite yet. Mm-hmm. But do you know what I do see?
What?
A big sign that says bar. And I said, here we go. I found her.
Yeah. Greg bought me a bamboo margarita because he saw me in distress. Something complete distress and agony.
Okay.
Agony.
Distress.
There's a lot of words that I can't say. I can't say horror, like horror movie.
You just call me. Oh, like horror, like yeah, horror movie.
You got it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now I'm gonna feel like I'm the dumb kid.
I'm like one more time. Uh-oh. One more time.
Uh-oh. Horror. Mm-hmm. Horror. Let's go watch some horror movie. Ooh.
Oh.
No, let's just say it's fun. Anyways, so Sir's taking Noah's spot today. So this podcast episode will probably be a little bit unhinged because when me and Sir tend to film in front of cameras, y'all all have that one friend that is just like, y'all get each other.
Just like, we don't have to say, wait, what are we thinking of?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
Should we do that game?
It? You guys, yeah. Or is it the game where you like on the count of three, you say the same word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Can you count for us, please?
One, two, three.
Dick.
I was gonna say cock, but I
but like it's synonym, yeah. synonym. Okay,
different word. Ready?
Give us a subject.
Yeah.
Okay. Kinks. One.
Ooh, wait, I have to think. Cause okay.
We both got one.
Oh, I think okay. Wait, ready? But like okay, go.
One, two, three.
Dominant. Did you say peeing? He said peeing?
Yes.
What's going on, BB? BB, no, we ain't never done that before, BB.
Oh, no, personally, I haven't, but I know, you know, some people have. And it's like, you know, you can't kink shame.
True.
I got peed on one time. And you gonna bring that up?
I thought we were like,
I got peed on one time. Oh, so we're outing.
Because you were like, oh, okay.
He uses this against me. I unfortunately got peed on, and it was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life.
Did you ask for it?
No. I thought it was a joke at first.
She said, wait, what?
I go, what are you doing? I, when SZA said good days, I said, bitch, you're a liar.
She said, this is not one of them, girl.
I said, where are they, SZA?
Okay. Let's the next category.
Next category is
a good one.
Slutty Halloween costume.
Why can't we do something like normal, like schools or like dogs, cats,
kinks, slut costumes,
top or bottom? Let's do animals.
Okay, yeah.
Let's try animals.
Yeah, Pat. We'll start easy.
All right, you go first.
One. Oh, you guys got one in your head?
Oh yeah, I think I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay, let's do color.
Okay. One, two, three.
Black.
Yeah. let's do TikTokers.
Good one. Okay, ready? Wait, TikToker wait. Male. Okay, and then we'll do female.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Vinny Jacob Hacker. Day.
On social media, that's what we're doing.
What? We said
TikToker.
He's a TikToker. Is one of my favorites.
Oh, in 4K.
In 4K. Oh, you can catch me in 5. You can zoom in. Oh, but yeah, he's just a cool
that
guy.
Gave VHS.
That camcorded me.
It was too obvious. Wow.
Is that the one?
It's the tall TikToker. Tattoo. We hung out with him yesterday. We met him. Because he goes to the gym that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he talks like Batman.
Yeah.
And Sarah was gagging.
No, it's just like I've never heard a voice that deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was cool.
Corpse.
It's so funny though, because I go to the gym and I'm like doing cardio, and then I just see my For You page and I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is pretty nice.
Like TikTok workout.
Yeah.
TikTok or female?
Okay, we can do that.
TikTok or female?
Because okay. I think I have mine.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Jacob Day. What?
Wait.
I'm in a simulation.
It's spreading.
Yeah, the virus. Yeah, oh my God.
The rest of the conversation is just Jacob Day.
Run that shit back through, boo. One more time.
1, 2, 3.
Addison Rae.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're good.
Yeah. Okay, we're good. Okay, anyways, moving along. What's next on this lovely podcast? Yes,
what are we doing?
First of all, let's ask her how he is. How are you?
I'm actually really
cool. What's your body?
3, and I've been in a committed relationship with all of them.
God?
How about you?
Oh.
God, Jesus Christ, and him.
Oh, yeah. That was good. You ate that. I like that. Mm-hmm.
What about you? I don't want it to be one-sided.
I've never killed anybody before, so I don't really have a body count.
Girl, take that foundation off. I'm gonna see tears. See the little tears. I know you cover up.
Girl, that's why we're wearing glasses, because I don't have any foundation on.
Oh, you're so natural. You're so like that girl, like naturally pretty. I love that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You look amazing.
Thank you. You know what you remind me of?
Zabubafu.
And that's when I go, call Uber. It's giving Jada Smith like Frank Ocean. You're Frank Lake.
Girl, I'm giving like Frank Reservoir.
Mm-hmm. Frank Pacific Ocean.
Uh oh. Frank Atlanta. Puddle.
Ooh. Frank Dasani, girl.
Not spawns, but spawns.
I like that.
Frank Smartwater.
You're giving Jaden Smith.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Smash.
Like what? That wasn't the question.
That's not the game.
Oh, my bad.
I'm like, yes.
So today, guys, we have questions, and I think me and Sir kind of share a brain cell. It's like some Issa.
Just one.
He's basically like Issa, but just African American.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it.
Africanissa. Yes.
I like what you did there.
Right?
That right there was revolutionary.
I married
honestly,
the words.
Get a shirt, put it on there, sold out.
Both of our faces morphed together.
What did you used to call me? He had a cute nickname for me. Say it.
No, because like my girl is a black queen. So I wanted to like find a way that I could say that without it sounding generic, you know? Mm-hmm. So I called her my little Negress Empress. It just rolls off the tongue so nice. For like a year,
yeah.
She was my Negress Empress. Who's that?
Huh?
Who's that?
It was my grandma.
What's your grandma have to say that got you smiling from ear to ear?
You know, she said, have a great son, my lovely. I have a good.
What?
I can't even lie. I really tried to. Okay, so we have questions here, and me and Cher, like I said, share the same brain cell. Yeah. So let's see if we can answer these questions without sounding exactly the same.
I got it. Okay.
I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get $100 million, but you have to make one species extinct. Which do you choose?
Okay. You got your answer?
Okay, yeah.
Go first.
Andrew Tate fans.
Gay people.
Us. Dead with $100 million.
Hear me out. Y'all hearing me out?
I'm ready.
Okay. Imagine if I wasn't here, my life problems gone.
That's true. So like it. Some of mine too.
And then my money would be donated to my family. Uh-oh, y'all host thought. But guess what? I think outside the box, not in it. Cause I'm a go-getter, top-notch bitch. More talent in my motherfucking left thumb.
Okay, yeah. That was good. That's yeah. Her.
My grandma her millions of dollars.
No, I'm just thinking about literally the outfits. Like she would be dripped down.
If my grandma had money, She's on the Met Gala.
She's a Versace, Prada, Louis.
And her her Instagram caption, you bitches could never.
Yeah. West Hollywood turns into a desert.
Oh, honestly, y'all are welcome.
It's a haunted town. Okay. The world ends. What song plays at its end credits?
Fuck that nigga. I stay on my drip. Drip by drip.
I think y'all know like the like sneaky snitch. Like do 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 do. I feel like that would have to play.
Yeah, it's
or monkey spinning something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. If the world was ending and the ending credits was my hair to die for this boom boom boom. Did she say boom boom or poom poom?
I think poom poom, right?
Do you know
what she talking about her poom poom?
Addison, what is a poom poom?
No, I know she's watching. Come up with the poom poom is.
What's
you hear my little ASMR for y'all?
It's a fun sound, yeah. Mm.
Did that make you tingle?
Nope.
Homophobic.
What's something that's completely overpriced, but people still buy it anyways?
Vapes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all got black lungs.
Heroin.
What? Oh. you said it so good.
Like, I feel like people just like, you know, they go broke.
You know what else is overpriced? That no one talks about. Oh, not you hitting your vape. Me vapes him.
You right.
What's so overpriced, and I don't know why we pay for that shit. And this is a little controversial. I said enough. Yeah, life.
Oh, period.
Hey, air has to be air. Here.
Why am I paying for this?
Why am I paying for water?
Oh,
that's another thing. Oh, I need it to live.
That's
my basic necessities can't be handled.
You're mine.
Girl.
Why do people have to pay
for president?
You know what I don't like, and I will. If I y'all lucky, I'm not in office because girls having to pay for tampons. And
yes,
bras,
I'm like, that's basic feminine hygiene.
Yeah,
like,
why do they have to pay to cover
and
up their
it's expensive?
Titties? And then it's weird when they want to walk around shirtless and y'all like, oh, not the nipple. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Not your face. Oh, uh-oh. Oh, not your shocks. Oh, not the top of that. What's that thing on your lip?
Okay. Now, I don't like when you're pointing at me now. You go ahead and point somewhere else.
And I also, okay, let's get controversial real quick. I just hate the fact that, like, the whole abortion thing. Why is that any man's business? And why are we allowing men, especially white men, decide whether if a girl can get an abortion or not?
Literally looking at the people that were making the decision. All look like they were in like the Confederacy in 1922, and they're all white and just bald and gray. Like, why are you? And then now you want to put in, you know, some laws for these young women. Ugh.
You're like a pastor.
Yes, I felt it. Holy Ghost.
They look like they were in Game of Thrones.
Literally, them. What are they called?
Inbreds.
No, them little ice people. They're just bones and skeletons and gray hair.
Don't tell me.
Eskimos.
What?
What are you
in
talking
Game of Thrones?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
The White Walkers?
Yes, White Walkers. Oh, they literally look like White Walkers.
Yes, they do.
Ugh.
They do. While we're so woke.
There you go.
Guys, follow us.
This is an interesting one. What's a sequel that's better than the original?
Cat got our tongue.
What's a sequel? What's a sequel? No, like, is it like a series? Oh.
Like Shrek 2 being better than Shrek 1.
Oh. But what's so, and I can't think of a single one because every time there's like a part 2 something, it just doesn't hit the first one.
You know what I'm so excited for the sequel? Avatar. I'm so excited for that, like, to come out. The blue one.
It already came out. Oh, no, it doesn't come out yet. It's in October, I believe.
In October. Ooh, like, yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's going to be good.
It's going to be so good. I might do that for Halloween. Imagine me.
Blue?
Long braid down my tickling my cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just blue. with them eyes.
Okay, guys, I have a question, and this is a little bit, like, I feel like the gays can relate. Have y'all ever pulled long hair out of your butt crack in the shower? You have?
I don't know if it's more that, yes, definitely in the shower, but, like, you know, when you're, like, sitting on the toilet, and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
What is that?
Have you ever pulled a long hair out of your butt crack? And you don't have to relate to me because you're my best friend and you like to agree with everything I say.
No, that's a, no, oh, never that. It's just I don't want to say yes.
Oh.
But yes.
Where does it come from?
It's coming from our head. Why did it get... It's fallen down there.
First of all, there's been times when I was bald and I've had long hair come out of my butt crack. And I'm like...
Whose is that?
That's someone's.
Girl. Somebody's...
When I'm sleeping, the grudge walks in her.
What?
Where does it come from? No, because let's figure it out. Let's like, take some did time. You like? Maybe, where does it come from?
I thought it was because it wasn't like I was able to pull it out like smooth. I had to pluck it. So that means she's been growing.
Not pluck it.
That means she's been growing for a bit. Maybe a spot
that's
that you
ingrown hair
or something.
Babe, you need to get that checked out.
What now? Why did it flip to me getting my shit? Well, I thought we were all talking pulling about, hairs out of our butt.
I was talking about like it's just you pull it out.
Oh,
it like slides out.
Oh no, I had one that it was just long.
Oh my god! You and said long what? Ass sweep coming out my crack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm gonna look like a weirdo.
Like a little bit of hepatitis.
It's hair.
Hepatitis. Hepatitis.
Go ahead, drink you some water.
Girl, you know me, girl. When
she's dehydrated.
I'm telling you, when you have on shades, it's...
She's dehydrated.
I'm in the nether right now. Like, I don't see a single thing. I couldn't tell you. I thought I was with Beyonce for a second.
You are.
Uh-oh.
I just start performing.
Me. You're lucky that you should have put a ring on it.
I was.
Also, a good sequel that I found. The Dark Knight.
What'd you just call us?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm out of here.
Okay.
I used to be super scared of one of the Batman movies. Uh-oh.
Not Monkey Kong. Uh-oh.
No, one of the characters, there was a scene, Scarecrow. You remember that scene where he just like, was killing everybody and it was like bad dreams? I was young in the movie theater. I could not sleep for at least 3 days.
I didn't see that, no.
Oh, no, girl. I was traumatized. And I tried to rewatch it again and just like, the little kid inside of me said, yeah,
that's valid. That's
PTSD.
Oh, I've never seen him before.
Yes.
Who is that? Is he like a bad guy? Scarecrow,
yes. Like, look at that.
The bugs that would fly out of his mouth or face.
Like that, as a kid, like, I literally couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't, I've never seen him before, but he is definitely giving night terror.
No, fully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one. What's one place you've traveled to that you never want to go back to?
Girl, the closet.
Girl, I'm gonna say the same, Juvie.
I'm gonna have to say
detention.
This is controversial too. He's speaking a lot. I'm being too real. Whoa, whoa, it's the glasses. Whoa. I don't know. I'm sorry to my Las Vegas girls, but Vegas,
fever dream. Like that's the best way you could explain it.
It's like. Are you okay?
It's like, and hot.
It's hot. So I know your brain's it's just like
sticky.
It's sticky.
With them tall.
And the homeless drinks. People are like,
oh, they're crazy.
They're like Packer Punch.
Speaking of homeless people, should we tell them about our recent encounter?
Oh, we got called
leaving Target the other day.
By a white homeless man?
So here,
a white homeless lady.
We'll back off. We'll go back. Okay. So it started off with me, sir, going to Target for. Why are we going to Target? For no reason.
For me to get tight underwear so I didn't have a bulge in my costume.
Yeah. I tried to tell him to tuck, but he's scared to put it in the socket, which is understandable.
Ow, like I feel
it
like does hurt.
I've never done it before, but it just looks very painful.
Yeah.
Because like, imagine you have to pee.
Or do they just like when you have to pee?
Yeah. That's okay. No. Anyways, so you're going to Target and we're walking up to the Target.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Oh. Refreshing. We were walking up towards the Target and there was a car backing out and there's a cart behind the car. They didn't see it, so I ran up there to move the cart. The homeless lady ran, like I turned around and she was running at me and I go, ah! carry on.
And me seeing all of this go down as the best friend, I heard the squeal. Just something inside it, there was a switch. I said, he's in trouble. So I walk over.
Let me get a context. Sir is like my guardian angel. Like if anybody comes for me, sir will.
Girl. Yeah. Swings, girl. Yeah. Like this.
Snaps.
Yeah. Yes. So literally she grabs the cart again. And this time, you know, it's set up where she's right here, I'm here, and Larry's behind me. She pushes the cart hella hard at me. And I don't know, I Wendy Wooed it.
Yeah.
I straight karate chop kick double flipped that cart.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna let this get to my friend. So I just said,
he kicked
literally
it.
Hands in the air, did a jump. I said,
I wish I was kidding. It literally gave Mortal Kombat.
It gave get over here, scorpion. Like, no. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Just like talking my head off my friends, like, no, we good, we good. And I was like, you know what? I don't wanna deal with this. We go in. We get my makeup and tuck in underwear. And as we're walking, no.
This is before.
This is before. So like after I kicked the car, I was like, whatever.
No, you didn't say that, whatever. You said, that's all you got. That's all you got. And I was like,
what? Girl, I don't even remember
mind
what
you,
I said.
Like this is like, let's give more context. I'm already at the door at Target and he's still in the parking lot going back and forth with her. And they're like going back and forth.
Trying to
and
hit
I'm
me
like,
and
sir,
my friend.
Let's go. It's fine. Let's go. And she goes, you fucking.
But she says it.
Oh, she
said
it.
She said and hardest R I've heard, ever heard.
And we both turn around and go, uh-oh.
I just took everything. I just said.
Yeah. Okay. Walk away. But that's just people being ignorant. I mean, she's obviously almost her head.
So it's not in the right place.
Yeah, and we weren't antagonizing her. It was just more
it was just
so like.
More of a. She's trying to hit me with a car. I was like, oh. Ooh. Ooh, okay.
She on that crack cocaine.
Girl,
it was off something.
It was something, girl.
She was off of something.
Girl. Wow.
She was off the bean.
She was off the mall. It was the perks.
Yeah.
That's... Wait, so that came from Vegas?
Oh, no. That came from down the street.
No, I'm saying you guys were talking about Vegas being the worst place.
Yeah.
Vegas was definitely a scary place for us. Yeah.
If you had to work in Vegas and like live in Vegas on the strip, what job would you do? Working at the buffet? Chippendales.
I would be one of those girls.
Private stripper.
I definitely would be one of those filmers that like go up to people and be like, can I ask you a question with the mics, because I cannot do stripping, I cannot do cooking.
Cleaner of a hotel, maid.
That doesn't sound too bad.
You know those little street performer girls?
I would be a street performer.
I would be a little street performer girl.
I told myself, if it gets hard, I will be in a fucking Batman costume on Hollywood Boulevard talking about some y'all want a picture. Like, and I would be charging kids $15 to $20,000 for anything.
Birthdays. I show up for birthday events.
Oh, have you seen the video of Elsa?
Yeah. she's throwing ass.
Can you find it? Just put Let It Go Elsa Ghetto.
No,
that would be me in a heart. Oh, it's right there. She slays the ghetto. Elsa slays the crowd. This is us.
Us in Vegas.
This is literally me.
Yes.
That would be me.
That's literally
me. That would be me. Definitely. All right. What's next, girly pops?
Yeah, one more question for you.
Okay.
What life-changing item can you buy for less than $100?
A life-changing item... What would you buy?
I would say a condom.
You know, us, we holy girls, so don't really.
I'd hand it off to a straight guy and be like, just no.
You would save
no more. We
their
don't need
life.
More.
Yeah.
We don't need more.
I would probably,
what if they turn gay?
A life changing item. I would probably say this is a hard one.
This is really hard. I don't know. I can't even think of like a life changing item that. Yeah. Is expensive.
I'm also like, I feel like I'm taking the SAT.
Yeah, like, I feel like I failed.
I'm gonna say water.
Water.
I don't know what else to say.
Is there another one?
Another question?
Yeah.
Wait, what is Hot Potato?
Hot Potato, I gotta go find it real fast. It's a game that Vinny and Noah played. And it's basically this potato that I have. Not a real potato.
Like carry around the potato.
I was excited
for the potato. Hold on, guys. Stand by. I'm post-mating a breakfast burrito while you cook your hot potato.
I will explain this to you guys at least.
Okay.
It's basically this like shock potato.
Oh, see? You lost me.
I'm like, uh-oh. You see? What you said was Vinny and Noah played it. There is a common, you know, white. Now you got two black girls. We don't like it.
It's not that bad. It's like a little tingle.
Oh.
But you guys basically throw it back and forth trying to say something from a category.
I'm honestly down because I've been really in the need of feeling something recently. So,
and I'm down to touch a hot potato. Yeah.
Everything hurts. Life is filled with darkness and disparity.
You okay?
Guess what, girl?
What happened, girl?
I'm F-R-E-E.
Fuck nigga free.
Ooh. Oh. what song? Let's see if we can keep up.
A yelling cut when it's shooting time.
Signed up is recruiting time. Forth.
Oh. Mm-hmm. A yelling cut when it's shooting time.
Signed up is recruiting time.
Big wigs with a suit and tie.
Got big things, got two inside.
Fuck wrong with these hoe niggas.
Don't do coke on.
Blow niggas.
I tell
niggas.
I show
niggas.
And it's never more than like
four niggas.
Four wings and french fries.
Hot sauce and ketchup, nigga.
Heat.
Telling.
With the.
Oops. Fucked it up. He tell him, but
cop riders don't test drive him.
Home theaters can't best buy him.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
He's back with the hot potato.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Hot Potato, which you might recognize from the episode with Vinny and Noah. And really simple, their boys are going to be throwing back and forth a potato that has a little shock in it. I'm going to give them a category, and they're going to list as many things in the category. And if anyone repeats something that's already been said, they have to hold on to the potato till the sound ends. Or if you can't think of something to say, then obviously you're going to have to hold on to potato because you can't just throw it without
I don't like this game.
Saying something.
Wait, okay, so there's a category. Is it all on? Or I just have to hit start?
So you press start, but I'll say the category first, then you press start.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Like, not at all.
It's gonna be great.
Like, I'm actually scared.
No, like, it's like in my hand right now. And I'm oh like,
things that can kill you.
This potato. Okay. Okay.
Did you start it?
No. A snake.
A dog.
A cat. Wait,
can we start with the top?
Yeah.
Why do we talk about animals?
No, because I got
scared. Is it still going?
It's not going anymore.
I'm not touching that shit.
The key is that you have to actually like catch it.
I'm not catching that shit.
It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you.
Come on, girl. Let's play. Let's party with the demon.
Do we have to do extreme?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we can stay on normal. Not that bad.
Let's do normal. Because extreme, it's on normal. He went, I don't want to hurt myself.
It's on normal.
That's how normal?
Yeah. If you do lame, then you're not going to feel anything.
Okay, we'll do normal.
Okay. Ready for another cat? You have to definitely catch it, though, in order for it to, like, really work.
Okay.
And then say what you're going to say, then throw it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have anxiety. Okay, go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Cocktails.
What? No, we don't.
Different one?
I don't know cocktails.
Okay, here we go. Different one. Holidays.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Hanukkah.
Easter. Easter.
Fourth of the King's Day.
President's Day.
Easter Day.
What?
I'm not holding it.
Don't please, Jeffy.
Oh my God.
Look.
I'm sorry. My pain tolerance is so fucking bad. I don't think I could do it.
Should we do one more? Just try.
Okay. We'll try.
I believe in you. It's really not that bad. Like, I promise.
It's not going to be that bad.
Okay, then you hold it, and then if I see a reaction, it's...
No!
I'm scared.
Let's just leave it up to him.
I promise you, it's not that bad.
Like, why would they sell us a taser potato? It can't be that hot.
Okay.
Okay, let me think of a different category.
This is a lot.
TikTokers.
Okay. I like TikTokers.
That's, yeah, I feel like that's a good one for you guys.
I don't know if I'm ready though, but I'll try.
You got this.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Noah Beck.
Nessa Barrett.
LeRae.
Vinnie Hacker.
Sir the Star.
Thomas Petrue.
Afani.
Jacob Day.
Charli D'Amelio.
Dixie D'Amelio.
Addison Rae.
Bryce Hall.
Paige. Ah! It's shocking me.
Did it shock you?
I wasn't even be trying to do that far. Right when I like, I was like,
So you aim for my face?
No, girl. There was no aim. I couldn't see for a second. Ooh, that does leave a little
tingle. Bitch, my hair is frizzy. My hair frizzes. Oh my god. Ooh. Why are you trying to kill that? You're an op.
Oh. Oh shit, that was funny. Should we do one more?
You just like seeing us in pain.
I feel like if Sir got it.
Come on.
Did it hurt?
It doesn't hurt.
It hurt.
No, it just feels like
it's a tingle.
You're not like anticipating it. So you're like, ooh.
Use your mic.
Huh?
Where's your mic?
It doesn't hurt. It's more of like,
oh my god. Mom, I'm in the middle of work. And also I'm leaving this in so the world knows what our relationship is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody little Uzi.
Are you okay? Oh, you gotta come get the TV too, girl.
She said what?
Okay, I sent the mommy.
Thank you, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm back, guys, sorry.
One more?
No.
What?
No.
Let's do one more.
I don't think I can.
Let's break the tie.
I'm good. No, you know, let's tie I'm up. A winner. 1-0. I don't want to lose. Yeah.
Do y'all smell that? I'm smelling pussy.
Girl, you better close your lips. Oh.
Yeah. She's cute. She's cute. You're giving tilapia over there.
Okay, and you're giving cream. Oh, that was offensive. I stopped myself because you know why? I'm woke.
You're up.
I'm up. She broke.
She broke. I'm up.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more.
You're giving king crab.
Okay. Flounder.
Okay. Shrimp scallops.
Okay, which wait. One? Why do I think we should do one more round with seafood?
I don't know seafood because I don't eat
y'all
seafood.
Listen to a bunch of fish. We I don't know.
We just listened to a whole bunch of fish.
Oh, it's because I watched Animal Planet. I was supposed to be a veterinary before I became a social media influencer, creator, songwriter, dancer, actress. Whatever you guys want to call me, really. Like,
you know what that gave Miranda sings? Actress. I'm a genius. Dancer.
Stompy.
I'm going to ride your daddy's saddle.
She's this boy. Let's do impressions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Give us names of, like, people, and we'll do an impression. I think we have amazing impressions. I'll go first. Who am I?
Me.
Oh. Okay.
Or is that... Are we being, like, for real?
Yeah.
That thing from Looney Tunes.
Oh, no, girl. I thought I was giving Ariana Grande, but my bad. You never heard her say that?
No. This is where Ariana closes her computer.
In Dangerous Woman, she did it at the ending creds, and she said, "Yabba dabba dabba." And I said, "Yeah." She's C8.
Her team is already on the way here.
Her team, the helicopter taken down. Her ponytail, she's whipping it over here.
When I had my hair.
Give us a name.
Addison Rae.
My nails to die for.
Okay.
Oh,
I get a point. We're going to do back and forth. You go first.
One second.
Do you think he deserves a point for that? Audience, comment down below.
Yes.
Personally, I feel like it was just half-assed.
Okay. Oh, let's see what she does.
Give me a name.
Lahuddy.
Honestly, like, this album's really just about life, you know? It's, life is just dark, and I kind of just put all my inner emotion into, like, my music. Yeah, you know, like, getting heartbreaking is just, it's really tough. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But, yeah, like, Landon Barker and Charlie, like, that shit, you know, it's life. It's life.
I'm mad you didn't do neither this or his.
Oh, I was, yeah, girl, that's how you talk, bro. I thought we were being serious.
Oh.
Let's be serious.
Okay.
Okay, so ready?
Did I get a point, though?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was a great impression. Yeah, maybe you should try.
Honestly. Okay, let me
All right, so ready? Elmo.
How do you even do that? Hey guys. I'm Elmo.
That was good.
Hey. No, because really good. Honestly, that was incredible. That was impeccable. Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Where my bad bitches at? Barbs, I love you. I love you. I love you. This is Moment for Life. If you know the song, sing along.
Okay, that was good.
And I love, what can I say? I'm the heretic of Barbie. The ninja, the manuka. Yeah.
What?
That was crazy. Give me another one. Give me like a cartoon character. I can do an amazing Pennywise impression.
Pennywise.
Hiya, Georgie. Yeah.
Was that too easy?
Yeah.
Do the face.
No. Because I was going to do it, but this is okay. This is 4K. They're going to keep this and use it against me for the rest of my career.
Okay, I have a different one.
Okay.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's you, friend.
No, this is your turn. You asked for a different one.
You feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Okay.
Or, it's not about fun. It's about, let me think. Let me tell you about it. F is for friends who do. Okay, y'all are too quiet. Because I was really,
started off good.
I was really into it, though. It's the way that I was having fun.
Here we go. F is for friends.
I was having fun. And okay, it's all about fun.
I got more. I got good ones.
Okay, give it to give one us, sir.
Quinn Blackwell.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Guys. I just spent $100,000 on a cop.
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy. Oh my God.
Careful.
I'm sorry.
You want to play that guy's head? Yeah, that would have been your ass.
That was so funny. I'm sorry.
Do you have a Quinn Blackwell impersonation?
Oh.
I just spent $100,000 on a couch. And it went through!
Wow.
That was Quiznos White. Well, have y'all ever ate at Quiznos before?
Yes, and I would tear Quiznos down.
I want Quiznos so bad right now. Do we have any more questions? This is the most unhinged podcast episode ever, and I'm having a blast here. Guys, I know what you're thinking, like, Larry, what's going on? But y'all are just hanging out with us, so you better get some popcorn. Put your homework to the side.
Y'all see two bean bags? No, y'all sitting on the third.
Yeah, that's okay. I like
this
that.
Is a key.
We are having a key.
Yes.
What are these?
Like, people think.
What are
I
these
feel like...
questions?
These were from last week when you were with Noah.
I think
one of them. Yeah, you. Most of them you guys did answer, but
I have short-term memory loss.
One of them that I don't think you did answer was, when did you lose your innocence?
Ooh. I still have it. What do you mean? I am a virgin woman. I do not participate in that dark, nasty stuff you homosexuals do.
You're homosexuals.
Homosexuals. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, that should have been one of the impressions, Terry.
Girl, you're eating it up right now.
Me off the camera.
Yeah, my innocence, what do you mean? Like, virginity?
Like, when did you not feel like you were a kid anymore?
When I was sucking that dick. I'm joking. A kid. I would never participate in that stuff. This girl, she's a throat goat. Let me tell you. But close her mouth.
No, girl.
It's giving Nessa.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
No, girl.
See if your mic's plugged in.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay, perfect.
You're giving Nessa right now. I love this.
Thank you.
It's like, just drop the album.
They can put me in the madhouse.
They need to put you in a madhouse after that. My goodness.
No, girl, that song is a bop. Can we actually talk about it? I love that song.
Stream Nessa's album right now. It just came out. We love Nessa. We love Breathe, Die, Nessa. Stream her album. She deserves all the love in the world, honestly.
I just envisioned, you know, like the music video where all the kids are like, you know, dressed up as her.
Yeah.
I wanted to be one of them.
The kids?
Mm-hmm. Imagine like me dressed up as Nessa during that scene. That would be so cunt. It was like a chorus of Nessa's and just me.
That's down the house pussy boost cunt slay, mm-hmm. girl. Mm-hmm. You dressed as Nessa.
Sessa Carrot. That's what they would call me.
No, they would call you Night Terror. We're going to do Smash or Pass, only because I think this game would be hilarious because we have Sir here.
Yes.
And Sir is honestly just, he's very outspoken. You don't know
what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get. And she doesn't think before she speaks. She gives curveball.
Honestly, and that's what you love about me.
I do. Because sometimes we're just sitting there.
Pussy Boss Queen. Sorry. It happened.
It happened. You heard it here first. Oh my god, we love doing that. Let's tell them about our thing that we do. We just spit random words.
You kill it. I just be like, what?
I'll randomly like around the house. I'll see Sir and I'm like, what's up, bad bitch monkey dog? Like, I'll just scream the most random words. I walked up to the other day and I was like, what did I say? I said like, beautiful llama or like.
Yes. And then you said, I'm gonna put two random words on a shirt and sell them.
That's so fun.
Bomb bitch. I'm like, okay.
Stupid rhinoceros. Like, peanut butter.
Silly dinosaurs.
Oh okay. My god. Peanut butter malfunction. Like, what?
The baby.
Okay, here we go. And the first one. Smash or pass? The Six Flags guy.
Pass. But
he owns Six Flags?
He owns Six Flags.
He's got a lot of energy for an old guy, though.
You know what? Can you ask that again? I think I just
smash or pass. The Six Flags guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm smashing.
Imagine free rides.
And I'm not talking the roller coaster.
He's like singing his song.
You see how he danced.
He's not real.
He got that energy.
He got that stamina.
Yes.
And you know what it's giving old man Jenkins.
It's giving them bumper cars.
Oh, we're not talking about the cars. That'll be bumping.
Oh, we gonna be out. We not bumping.
Okay, next one.
The pass, though, for real.
Mitchell Musso, smash or pass.
Pass.
Hard. Pass. No remember, offense though, beautiful
no,
guy.
Yeah, beautiful.
It just is my childhood, and that's like weird. Yeah, I can't do that.
On that.
Okay.
We're such liars. We're such liars. Yeah, but just pass. Yeah. He's not my type.
Yeah, okay. Not really for me.
What about Jake from Hannah Montana?
I forgot what he looks like.
Which one's Jake?
That's like that hot guy you brought up one time. He's like in a few episodes.
Oh, show him.
Wait, can I see?
Show him. Hannah Montana, Jesse.
There we go.
Sir.
Hey, Jesse.
Sir, he is so beautiful. And if I ever came across him in Hannah Montana. You remember him?
Oh.
You remember him when she did. He could be the one.
Girl, I was doing this.
I know.
That was my gay awakening.
He's so
just pretty.
Okay, smash or pass, Baron Show.
What? Zoe, girl code.
Girl code.
There you go. Smash or pass, Dream.
Okay. Check mic, 1, 2.
Self-care is a form of dissociation. And you know what? He's a great gamer. But like, it's weird because I'm like friends with them.
Yeah.
And he's definitely going to see this because his fans are psychotic. But yeah, girl, I heard that his hands are fast.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Isn't he like 6'5"?
How tall is Dream?
I don't know.
Can we look that up?
How tall is he? How tall is Clay?
What is 20 meters?
Damn, he's tall.
6'2".
Smash.
Stand up. Stand up.
Girl.
Okay, ready? Next one.
Loki.
The White Walker from Game of Thrones.
Loki.
I know a guy that looks just like him. And I think I did date him. So I'm probably going to smash.
I'm going to do it. Okay. I like it. It's like dark energy.
We're unstoppable.
Smash.
Wow.
Smash. Yeah. He's so goofy.
And just like, I would have such a good time with him. He'd make me feel like the prettiest princess in the world.
Smash or pass, Harry Jowsey?
Pass.
What was the question?
Smash or pass, Harry Jowsey?
How tall is he?
I think 6'4", 6'3". Maybe even 6'5". He's tall.
Stand up.
Don't lie. I'm not thinking about your best friend. She's going to tell the truth. Don't lie.
I'm not lying. I just personally, he's not my type. He's not.
Okay.
Is he your type?
I wouldn't say he's like my type, but.
I feel
like,
hit it.
No,
hit
because it, you know what's it. So annoying about this is that if this goes public and it's a clip on TikTok, he's going to stitch it with our messages and I'm going to be mad about it. So let's change the subject.
Okay, I have a different one. Look away for one sec. All right. Smash your pass.
The dog?
What, the bestiality?
No.
What the hell do I look like?
Pitbull, the man.
That's Mr. Clean. And respectfully, I am going to have to say smash.
He would rap in your shit. What? I'm down.
Smash. No, he's just so good at music. It's like, yeah, I would marry him. I'm on fire.
Smash for sure.
Okay, one more.
This podcast is just, what?
A shit storm.
This episode is crazy. And I know y'all love it too. Right? Okay.
Okay, wait, look away for one sec. Okay, smash or pass, Bad Bunny.
Smash. I want to be the bad rabbit to hit the Bad Bunny. I want to hop and skip. I want to hide Easter eggs with him. I want it. Oh, he gonna see everything with all them eyes, girl. Yeah, smash. It's your turn.
Bad rabbit?
I want to be his bad rabbit. I don't know why you ain't answered yet.
Wow, next, please. I'm living vicariously through Sir. So everything he's saying, I thought it.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't have any other ones, but.
Yeah, I can't go any further. Okay, so guys, we're going to go. And me and Sarah are going to go down the Zodiac chart list and rate our experience with that sign. So if you're one of these signs, don't take it personal. You know, we're all different human beings. Yeah. It doesn't have to resonate with you. But this is just our own personal trauma with these signs. And comment down your sign because I'm curious. I'm very curious. And we're going to do this with y'all's lovely sign. Comment on your time. I feel like giving somebody your birth chart is like giving them your social security.
Low key. It's like literally letting them peek into your life.
Okay, sir, you go first.
Okay, we're going to start with the first one, Capricorn. It's December 22nd to January 21st. It's an earth sign known to be hardworking, straightforward, and stubborn.
I don't like Capricorns.
I love Capricorns, especially Capricorn women. The men?
I don't like Capricorn men.
Yeah, why y'all? They're like
so confrontational.
And just liars. Ugh. And they'll be like, I'm him. No, babe.
You're dim. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I said. I don't like
they're needy men. Too.
You heard it here first.
And possessive.
I'm not doing it.
The Capricorn that I know is possessive, needy, and honestly, probably he needs a therapist.
Who?
Jake.
He's a Capricorn.
And I said it in 4K, and I'm going to keep it that way.
He's a Capricorn.
He's a Capricorn. And they flirt with everything that moves. Oh my God, Capricorn man will flirt with it. Like anything that walks, a Capricorn man will flirt with it, but they would never hook up with it. they'll flirt with you, ling you, like they'll bring you in.
Fishbowl, bring it in. Work.
Like, okay. It's, yeah. Thanks. Maybe next. Yeah.
Taurus, April 22nd to May 21st. Earth sign has good taste, sensual, stubborn, and down to earth.
I love a Taurus. I love a Taurus. I love all my Taurus babies.
Taurus men and women, I feel like.
Every Taurus I've met is like the best. Like all my best friends are Tauruses. All of my few of best friends are Tauruses.
You know, I feel like they just like really care. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can go to them and like talk to them about mm-hmm. stuff. And they're going to be like, oh, this boom, 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 this is what you got to do. And I'd be like, yeah.
But they will. You cannot get anything past them.
Oh, no, they'll catch on to your bullshit.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And also like, there's just like one of those people who's like, they won't take anybody else's like help. Like, they mm-hmm. want to do everything themselves. But it's like, come on, let me just, I know, let me help.
Let me give you a little handout.
Yeah.
Come on. Virgos.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next one. Virgo, August 22nd to September 21st. Also an earth sign. Successful, creative, and clever.
Virgos are amazing.
Literally the most elite sign, the best sign. Beyonce's a Virgo, so the star is a Virgo.
Well, also Virgos are known to be very delusional, but...
But, you know, we stand strong in the things we do now. Uh-oh. And that's how bad we are.
Hey, hey, sir, y'all, what is it called?
Girl, yes. We're podcasting, girl.
Hey, podcast. Are y'all in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm. You're in the video. Say hi.
Hey, y'all. Let me leave before I'm expedited with your lawyers.
I love you.
Love you, too.
He's so cute. That's baby boy right there.
That's like, I feel like he's like just like a little brother.
Virgos are delusional and liars, but they're also the most funnest sign ever.
I was like, cut back to Larry a few months ago being like, Virgos are the best.
No, I know. I'm like, I'm going to give you the good and bad. The good in Virgos, fun time, best friend, loyalty, amazing, outstanding, honestly, probably one of the best signs to be around, but they're delusional liars and they are so fucking mean when they need to be. So fucking
that's
mean.
It's your rising, girl. You know it. You can feel it. That's you have a Virgo.
My best
rising.
Friend's a Virgo. I know it. Like, she's the biggest Virgo I've ever met in my entire life. And you know what? You are the best sign.
Yes.
Because you're straight to the point, but y'all just love lying for fun. Like, y'all lie for fun. She will paint a story in her head and believe it. And it's just like, you're crazy. And I'm calling you out on your shit.
No, it's just like little things. Like, I'll be like, da 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 da.
She'll just lie for no reason.
I had like 3 cupcakes. Girl, I didn't eat no cupcake. Like, I'm like, I was just like, say shit sometimes. Oh, one of my favorite things to do when I go out sometimes is like adopt like a totally different like personality, or I'll like have, you know, an accent for the night, or like I'll be in an Uber driver. They're that's like, hi, fun. And I'm like, hello, how
personality
are you?
Disorder.
Oh, okay.
Don't die. You said it was just fun.
Yeah, don't do her.
She
don't
said fun, and then I heard friend. Something else over there.
He doesn't know.
No. I'm a Virgo too.
Oh, period.
And was I wrong about y'all?
Nope. I mean, yes. Nope. No, you weren't. You weren't.
Yeah.
You were spot on.
Next, fun. Aquarius.
Aquarius, January 22nd.
I February. Love my Aquarius woman. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are just so, just. Best friend vibes, you know?
No, yeah.
It's like, bitch, I love you. No, it's bitch, like, I love you.
Very soft, but it's like a soft, like us. We'll be like, bitch, I love you. And they're gonna be like, oh, I love you too.
Exactly. Like, I love from distance though.
I know.
So we can hang out, but I need a month to recharge.
No, exactly. Like, they'll be like in all the way. All of it. And then like, they'll be like, back out.
But then the men.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh. Crickets, because the men needs to, when you ask us that question of a species that needs to be eradicated, Aquarius men.
Fully.
They are just downright evil, and I hate that Harry Styles is an Aquarius man because I live, breathe, die that man, but I know he will fucking mentally fuck me up. When I said ruin my life, I didn't mean like this Harry, weapon of watermelon fucking sugar. Sorry.
Girl, hi.
As y'all can see, I've been hurt by an Aquarius man. Real bad.
She said, what happened to watermelon sugar?
Like, sorry, okay, Roman.
Jumped out.
Okay, Roman.
And no, they, but yeah. And they will, they have no feelings. Like no they have other. Like no feelings. Like literally Aquarius men were like, not me thinking I know about science, but I'm going based upon the people that I know.
Yeah.
But they would be like, so nonchalant.
Text, paragraph from you. Okay. Yeah. That's the Aquarius.
And then they don't care. They'll manipulate. They'll gaslight. Mm. And you know, they'll probably also make you feel like, you were ain't shit.
Yeah.
Text me back.
Joking.
Okay, Gemini.
We could skip.
I don't really have an opinion on a Gemini. Yeah.
Aren't they like
serial killers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also like they're so creative. I know all Geminis are very creative. And they're very like, well, the ones that I know, they're not two-faced. They're just like, the whole like narrative about Geminis being two-faced is like fake. It's just more so like, they like can adapt to their surroundings.
Well, like
coming. Yeah, but I don't really know about Geminis. I don't have that many friends that are Geminis. Yeah. Libra, y'all are literally delusional. And to be honest with you, you're kiss asses because you want everyone to like you and you don't want beef with nobody. Oh, I can go off about Libras because I've talked to two Libra men. And they will paint you a story, girl. They'll be like, look at us and love and serendipity. They don't want to date.
Girl, they don't want to date. They're just doing it for the fun, the thrill, girl.
They will literally snatch his soul.
Oh.
You know who's a Libra? Go based upon. He's a Libra. Cut his name out, please.
We'll bleep it.
Now I'll let you talk.
Okay, go based upon. So. Needy. So clingy. Won't shower.
That's true.
Like, I don't know. And he is very much, when we were talking about, like, they'll adapt to, like, their situation. Like, you could, like, literally see it, like, when he does it. He'll be around, like, this person. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, blah, blah, and, like, crack. And then he'll be around someone else who's more mellow. And he's like, mm-hmm. Like, I just never knew, like, who, like,
yeah, he but they're really so was. Nice because they're just people pleasers, which is, like, the sweetest thing ever. But it's just, like...
Dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah, because, like, do you actually like me, or are you just trying to, like, make sure I don't hate you in the future?
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's crazy. I didn't know he was a Gemini.
A Libra.
I mean, a Libra.
Yeah. Pisces?
Pisces.
I like Pisces.
Every Pisces. Mattis is a Pisces, and
I love them.
Live, breathe, die her. Every man I know is a Pisces is always sweet to me, too. I don't know why... What's the...
What does it say for Pisces?
It's a water sign, and they are free, sensual, and sensitive.
Yeah, literally. That's exactly how I would explain.
All Pisces that I know are, like, amazing.
Yeah. All around 10 out of 10.
Cancers?
Fond of Satan. And I'm going to be the one to say it because I'm a triple Cancer.
I love Cancers. I feel like... But, like, also, like, mixing with my... Virgos and Cancers go really well together because, like, we're both very emotional. And I feel like a lot of, like, other signs or, like, other people can't handle that emotion. So when you find someone that, like, you know, you can bounce your emotions off of and, like, you know they're not going to be like, oh, my God. And then I feel like it's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're delusional.
It does say the three adjectives to describe it is sensitive, friend-oriented, and practical.
I mean, the way I describe us and me is just I will kind of, like, do anything to make sure everyone's okay. I'm literally the mom of the friend group. If I'm...
Virgo, I'm the crazy one.
Yeah, so I like try to take care of him every single step of the way. And it drives me insane. But also I get attached to things so easily. And if I'm attached to a person, no matter if they do me wrong, I won't let them go.
I haven't done anything.
No, I'm not talking about you.
But no, I'm just making sure.
But I will say our red flags. We're very, very manipulative by accident.
And y'all know exactly what to say.
I've talked to my therapist about it, so I can say this out loud. We're very manipulative by accidents. More so, like, if I think you're going to hurt me, I'm going to, like, self-sabotage and kind of hurt you first, in a sense. Or I'll, like, paint a picture in my head. Like, if you don't show me enough love, even though you do love me, I'll be like, oh, you hate me? Mm-hmm. All right, so let me, like, you know, do something to like get a reaction out of it. It's like, yeah, it's, yeah, we're crazy.
Yeah, I agree with everything you literally
said. We love hard and we love everybody.
Scorpio. Ooh.
Personally, Virgos and Scorpios go well together, and but there is always this weird tension. I don't know what it is.
Sexual?
Yeah. Sexual. But like, the values don't meet up.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, I'm talking about my entire actual situation. I'm like, the Virgo wants something that the Scorpio doesn't want, but the Virgo like is like, oh my God, I love you. And then the Scorpio's like, I love you too. And then you think you guys are falling in love. And then the Scorpio just decides to go date someone. And then you're like, wait, what? And then he gaslights you to make you feel crazy. So then you want to be in an open relationship and you don't want to do that.
Yeah. Speakers should. Honestly,
love-hate relationship.
That was so real.
Right?
That was so real.
That just word vomit from the soul.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh.
It's okay, though.
At least you look cunt.
I mean.
Yes.
Thank God. Yeah.
You look like a gay Batman.
Oh.
Fag man.
Girl, I look like Black China.
Oh.
What? I meant to say Amber Rose, but Black China just came out.
Okay, Aries, love Aries. I used to talk shit about them because I was going through a breakup, but even my ex, he was amazing. Aries men, they just are kind of more so like hot-headed in a sense, and it's like, they're just main character. That's all it is. Aries are just main character. And sometimes the Aries can't understand when the Cancer's going through something. I'm just kidding. Imagine. But no, literally every Aries I met is so fucking amazing. Like, it's just, they're just hotheads. And like, I don't want to say it, but my way or the highway type of bitch. Yeah. That's on you.
And then my Virgo ass does not like that.
I do not like, I like working on each other. You know, yeah. I like saying what you did wrong. And we work and on it. Not saying it. What you did wrong, but it's what I did wrong.
Yeah.
What?
She said, why are we going back and forth now? What? Then they get angry and start yelling.
How did you steal from the bank, but blame the bank?
They said, y'all security wasn't right.
Yeah. Y'all should have been more protected. Like, girl.
Yeah. What?
Okay, next one is Leo.
Bretman's a Leo, and he's amazing. They're like very loyal, very honest. Self-censored, everything's about them, which is fine. Keep that up a dado. That's fine.
I don't really know that many Leos, nor have I ever had a problem with.
You do know Leo.
Who?
I'm not gonna say her name.
Her? Like an actual her? Or like, you know, one of the girls?
Every Leo that I brought you around, we are not longer friends with them.
Damn. Oh,
shit.
Girl, we ran through friends, girl. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. With Leos, I just never really.
No.
There's always a disconnect. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, I never really.
There's always a disconnect with us water signs and us fire signs. Yeah. You know what it is? It's because we're so peaceful. We just want to, like, you know, chill. And you earth signs are just like grounded, like, rawr, and fire signs are like, and I'm just like, oh my God, guys, chill. And air signs are like, oh my God, what's going on? It's just like fucking so hell. Sagittarius is, period, hardworking, just go get us, top notch bitch. But y'all are rude, mean, and just conniving. And I'm giving y'all all the tea.
No, Sagittarius are fun.
Like, they're bullies.
If a Sag likes you, they will do anything for you.
Oh, that's, yeah, you're loyal.
But if a Sag don't like you,
oh, you're done.
Run.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Ay.
Slay.
Okay, I have a funny video to show you real fast.
I saw this, I think.
You're a Taurus.
Yes.
And astrology is very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that what you consider your zodiac sign might not be your actual zodiac sign?
I didn't know that.
What do you think your new zodiac sign could be?
Is this like hypothetical? I really love being a Taurus. I think I could get down with being a Pisces. I could get down with being a Libra, for sure. Why?
Would you be shocked to hear that you-
Don't f*** with me today. Come on.
Would you be shocked to hear that you're an Aries?
Nah. I'm not a f***ing Aries. I'm not a f***ing Aries. I'm not an Aries. I'm not gonna say it's my least favorite sign, but it's the least likely I would ever wanna be. High key, no shade, all T. An Aries? Ew, no shade, ew. I don't like Aries men.
So it's funny because the comments were like, that's literally what an Aries would fucking say. That's crazy. Like deny that they are what they are. What
if they're fucking crazy.
What if we weren't what we were, actually? I think I would actually have a crisis.
What do you mean? How do you like know what you actually are?
I think it's like, isn't it something with like your rising or your moon or something is what your real traits are? Like, it's not really what your zodiac sign is.
I act like my rising. He acts like his rising.
My rising too. There you go.
Let's not talk about it. Okay. That is the end of this podcast episode with, let's get an intro.
Yeah.
That is the end of this podcast episode with Sir. Thank you so much, Sir, for filling Noah's spot.
Girl.
Next week, we'll have Noah and hopefully a fun guest. If not, it'll just be me and Noah checking in on you guys. And yeah, I'm glad y'all got through this episode. It was a lot.
I'm glad I got through this episode, yeah, like honestly.
You all just know when you're with your friends, everything just feels like you're just chilling.
It's just like a fucking dream.
Yeah, so we're just chilling.
I'm just kicking it back. Kick back and observe.
Okay. Well, have a nice day, guys. Give this video a thumbs up. Comment down your signs, and I'll probably review them in the next episode with Noah. Give us your full birth chart if you can. I would love to go through that.
Socials, credit card information, CVV.
Let's go. Have a nice day, guys, and I love you guys. Bye.